Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first show of Unburger. How you doing? Welcome. This is our first show. We're with Jose Barrientos.
Hey, what's going on?
Rez.
How you doing?
And Matt. Say hello. Say your last name. Rez, say your last name because I can't pronounce it.
Asghari. I know that means nothing to you, but...
I don't know who it would mean anything to. Great show that we have ahead of you guys. Listen, this is our whole format. This is a show basically letting you know that the world's pretty fucked up. Things aren't right. They're not right on the left. They're not right on the right. You know, and I'm the kind of person, I've kind of had it with everything going on. I realize that I've gotten mad at the world, and it's not... I'm not from one side. I kind of can't stand anyone anymore, you know? You know what I'm talking about, though, Rez? It's like when you hit that point...
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. When you get to that point where, like, you go somewhere in public, you're, like, in the middle of a coffee bean, and you look around, and you're like, I want to murder every one of you. I don't know you, but I want you all to die.
That's the thing. Yeah, yeah. You look around at America the way it is, and you think, hey, maybe the Japs should have won, you know? I mean, that's just, I've gotten so mad, and now I need a voice, and, you know, the stage has been great, but it's not enough, and I want to let everyone know, you know, like, I don't like the rich, I don't like the poor, I don't like the middle class, you know? I don't like... anyone. I don't like you, whatever color you are or aren't. You know, I don't care if you lack color. I don't even like albinos, you know? And I've hit that point where everyone pisses me off.
You're like the angriest version of a Dr. Seuss like book right now. Like, I don't like you if you're black. I don't like you if you smoke crack. I don't like you if you're white. I don't like you if you're right.
That's the whole concept of the show, you know? I mean, literally because of my dichotomy, you know, I mean, I'm an Aryan looking Jew. I'm a special ed teacher. I'm a
comic.
Oh,
that's why the Japanese won and not the Nazis.
Well, you know, I gotta play it safe. I want to make it in Hollywood, okay? All I know is that the Jews are running Hollywood. The Japs are only taking pictures. Here's the thing. That was the whole concept of the show, is to be able to really express ourselves, be able to say what we want to say. And because I don't agree with any side in particular, I want my voice, because I know there's a lot of people out there who look at people and just think they're all ridiculous.
Yeah.
No one gets it. And so this radio show is about getting it and putting it out there and telling people. You know, it's about calling people out for being a douche.
It's about getting it and getting it good.
Getting it good. I like Rez. Rez is a horny pig. I love this guy. Okay, so listen, in the show tonight, we got a couple things we're going to hit on. One of the funny things is Uruguay. Uruguay just legalized marijuana.
Yes.
So that's going to be, I think that's going to show the rest of the world kind of, you know, step up. I mean, they're a third world country. They've realized, hey, this is ridiculous, you know?
So basically, this is the first and last I'm Burger show, because we're all moving to Uruguay.
All I'm saying is, it'll be the last one from America.
You know?
But we're going to go over that. We're going to talk
next
about...
next one will be in Spanish.
Right? Hola.
Soy la burguesa.
But no, the next topic we're going to talk about is, and I can't say his name, it's Samsanka. You have a weird ass name, Rez.
Oh, so that makes me qualified.
Anyway, the guy who was waving his arms.
That was amazing.
Right? At the whole thing, and he didn't know sign language.
It was proven that guy had done that same thing at a couple other types of conventions or things like that before, and they still hired him.
Well, those were raves, so it looked cool.
I love the fact that there's the presidents of countries that are trying to say important things, and this guy is telling everyone in the audience to steal third.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Well, he was just signing random nonsense?
He was throwing his arms in the air. No, he wasn't. He was
signing dubstep.
Yeah.
Deaf people wrote in because they can't call him.
Somebody would say something, and he would just literally just do one of these just motions and just kind of tap his ear and point and
An airplane landed. Because of him. It was, you know, but that's the thing. But this is, you have every dignitary from all over the world, and you have nobody who checks on to make sure that the guy standing 3 feet from all of them isn't a nut. I mean, that's the thing. See, this is now my point. Well, let me get into this.
What if he actually was saying stuff in sign language?
Well, let me jump into that in a second, because one thing I want to talk about too, the third story we're going to hit on is that prostitutes are finally now being recognized for crimes, being able to work into the crime fund. if they're raped. In it just happened in Sacramento. The bill was passed. I guess for years in California, if they were raped, oh well.
It's almost like when black people got civil rights. Like prostitutes can now like be protected under sexual assault. Like it's a milestone for a whole group of people.
Send all emails to Rez.
It should be regulated anyway.
The guy's silent for a second. He's like, all black people. We're like, please stop, Rez. No, but okay. So and then speaking of that, if we're gonna really piss people off, our main story tonight, the main story we're gonna talk about. I have a big problem with pet ownership. I'm not saying that every pet owner is a bad person. I'm not saying that it's the worst thing in the world. I'm just saying it's still the only allowed form of slavery in America, you know, and people get mad at me. They'll tell me, you know, like, oh, it's not slavery. I'm like, really? Do you chain your dog? Do you decide what it eats? Do you decide where it sleeps? Then it's slavery.
Actually, I don't do any of those things with my dog. So is it not considered slavery?
Is your dog real or is it a blow up?
No, it's a real dog, but I don't like
chain him. It doesn't have a weird hole, right?
I don't chain him to anything. Like when I walk him, he has like one of those really super long retractable leashes just so he doesn't run into the street or anything.
Wait, you just said leash. You just said leash.
That's the only
thing.
He doesn't run into the street or anything like that.
Right, that's a chain. What if he wants to run into the street?
He literally eats anything that I have sitting out. He'll just come near some food and like, this looks good. And I'm kind of softy that gives it to him.
Has he ever been able to order? Has he ever told you, you know what, I don't like this
No, but dogs in the wild can't order either.
Right, they don't need to. They just pick it. They can order.
Yeah, but that's what his
dogs
do.
They hang out and they go, there's food.
That sounds like that's what his dogs
do. No, this is the thing.
And I'm not saying he's not a slave. It's
well, let's get into this. Yeah, like this is Jose, by the way. Jose Barrientos, who we haven't heard from yet. He was doing some of the great laughing. I'll tell you, yeah. I mean, this is what we're going to get into. And so let's start this. And also, if you want to call in, please know that the number is, hold on 1 second. If anyone has it quicker than me, that's great. My cell phone's so old, it's got rotary.
I love how we're like doing like buffering for finding a phone number.
The number is 800-893-9562.
For English speaking, that was 893-9562. The number's in huge white writing above me. It's literally in like 3 foot writing above me. God bless marijuana.
That is awesome.
But if you want to call in again, 800-893-9562, we're going to be discussing, is pet ownership the only allowed or still allowed form of slavery in America? And included in that, I include zoos and pet shops and all of that. Dog fight. I can't stand any of it. Now, if anyone has an opinion, please call in. But also, Rez, you were saying, please go ahead.
I forgot what I was saying.
Okay. You were telling us how your dog's
an
asshole.
Happens to your dog. Yeah, your dog sits at home while you smoke pot and forget about it.
My dog lives in a free state, so it's kind of a non-issue for me.
Now, but here's the thing. People always tell me that, though. They go, you know, like, oh, my dog has a better life than if it was running around in the streets. You know, it has a nice home and it has a nice place to sleep and I feed it. And I said, that's what they said about the slaves.
I described my girlfriend the exact same way.
Right? Except if she wants to leave, she can.
I think it makes a difference in what the owner is doing. Because it's like, if you own a pet that you're training to do tricks and things like that to entertain other people and you're making money off of it, then yeah, that's sort of like pet slavery, I guess. But if you just have something as a companion, I don't consider it necessarily the same thing. Like, I feel like it's
more
just
mail
like,
order, like a mail order bride,
yeah,
kind
of. Yeah, sort of, like that.
Yeah.
I feel like the disconnect, or what you're saying, is at least that it's consensual. It's not consensual if your dog can't leave.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. It's like, you know, like you were saying, you have your dog on a long leash.
Yeah.
Okay. Hate assholes like you, and simply because of this, because you know where your dog goes? Into my little fucking world. And that's the thing, they're my child. And when I go to kick your dog, you go, oh my God, he's friendly. And I go, really? Because they all are until they bite my child. And people get so upset, you know, oh, my dog won't hurt her. Really? Well, you know, I'm not going to take that chance.
I can understand where you're coming from in that sense, but it's a little overprotective. But, I mean, you're a parent, so you don't obviously want your kid to get bit by a dog.
Right.
But I have dealt with that myself, where, like, my dog sees somebody come in with their kids, and he's been around, like, my nephew since he was born, and he's been around my friend's children. So my dog actually does love playing with children, which is a weird thing to say. But
Well, so do you. But
people will see my dog come towards them and they'll grab their kids instantly and be like, oh, dude, he's going to bite him. And I'm like, no, he's totally friendly, and they refuse to believe me.
Well, what kind of dog do you have?
He's like a little 30-pound, like half beagle, half basset hound mix.
Oh, those people are just being bitches then.
Okay. Yeah, those dogs are edible.
Yeah, my dog doesn't look threatening at all.
I mean, this is my whole problem. I mean, in all honesty, if you think of when everyone hates America, here's the thing. We have food for pets. People have no food for eating. You know, I mean, that's another weird thing. You know, let these things free. Let people hunt them. Let's take all the dogs we have and set them free in all these starving countries.
That is true. I keep a tuna and a cow in my house, not even like as pets, just to remind them that like I can eat you at any time.
Just to mock the starving. You know what's funny that you bring that up? There was a woman, I forget her name. I should look that up. But she was like a millionaire, right? And she had two dogs and a bunch of family. And when she died in her will, she left all of her money, millions of dollars.
I remember
to
that.
The dogs. And I feel like that's the biggest fuck you to the human race ever. Because it's not like she fucked over her family. She could have donated it to charity. No, she fucked every human being in the world.
Are those dogs considered slaves now, yeah, since they have more than all of us?
Well, do you feel like there should be a pet emancipation proclamation?
Well, those are them. That's the pets that were emancipated.
Yeah.
Those are shot callers now. Like, I bet you that house is a little different. Like, I'll guarantee you the dog's like, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to piss here. Yeah. Smack me with a newspaper. See if you get paid this money. That's different. That's the right kind of world. I am an animal lover. Like, I am I'm the guy who would swerve my car like into a hill to avoid hitting an animal. Unless my child was in the car, then I'd thump the animal. But that's the thing. If my child's in the car, I'll thump that animal like a speed bump. I mean, but that's the thing. When it's like when people tell me my pet is my kid, I'm like, really stupid? Yeah, because I'll never get so hungry, I'll eat my kid.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
I don't know. I've been pretty hungry.
Right? And that's the thing. Like, untie your little kid there and see if it hangs out. Your kid's going to run like fuck away from you and go shit and knock over cans and sniff dog asses. I could literally give my kids a map and bus tokens and they wouldn't leave.
But here's the thing is, like, even though, like, if you are going to be like that lady and leave stuff behind in your will to your pets or whatever, like, they're still dogs. I don't think they realize that they've inherited millions of dollars.
No, but thank God there's some cancer kids who aren't going to get help now because those dogs got $4 million.
Like, what do you think they would do if they did know?
Oh, right. I'd be like Planet of the Apes.
Literally. Or Scooby-Doo. They just wasted on pots.
Hello?
Those two dogs would walk into PetSmart like Bishop
Everybody like Japanese
Don
people. Hello!
We started out here.
Oh, mercy. That's insane. Like, I don't think like there's a human being in the world that's going to go up to anybody else trying to steal that money and be like, no, this belongs to the dogs. I got your back, dogs.
Yeah, well, I mean, but that's what I'm saying is, like, especially, there you go. There's a perfect example. Lady leaves all this money to these dogs. This is the mindset of a pet owner. That is so stupid. There's people in the world that literally can be helped by that money, but you gave it to your dogs to screw over your kids because your kids hated you. Your kids hated you because you took care of your dogs probably better than them.
You have to trust your accountant to not fuck you over and take your dog's money, too.
Oh, come on. You think the person walking the dog is like, this is for you.
Oh, in L.A., there's definitely a dog accountant somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh. One?
Yeah.
There's one on every Starbucks.
I think there's like an actual department for it at the Weinstein Group. I'm not
sure. I used to represent Airbud, so...
Are you feeling ripped off? Have things been rough?
That would be
called
great
Weinstein,
like,
and Weinstein and well, Lassie, we're all Jews. Like,
oh, poor Lassie and Benji are just biting the shit out of some agent and be like, what happened? He decided to represent Air Bud now. He's moved on.
That's what I'm telling you. That is to me, like I say, it's just baffling. Again, guys, the number's 800-893-9562. If anybody wants to call in, I have no idea where the hell the call button is, so I wouldn't know when it comes in.
We'll just hear ringing, and we'll move on to the next thing.
Right?
If you want to call in, feel free. We just won't answer or acknowledge you.
We just want to know you're there.
That's all it is. Just let us know we're talking to someone.
Is that what that red button is for? I want
don't
to know.
Push that.
Don't ever push the red button.
There's just a lone red button on the table.
Let me tell you. You push that red button, a pet owner dies.
Well, here's what I feel like is the difference. Like, if you push it as a Jewish person, like, all of a sudden, like, some new starlet in Hollywood gets a title role for something. If I push it as a Muslim, like, a city's going to explode. If Matt pushes it just as a regular white guy, I don't really know what would happen in that sense. I'm not sure.
That's funny. Well, listen, hey, we got a call. I want to check this out. Okay. Let's go ahead and send this call in. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, we got it.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to On Burger Radio, man. How's it going?
It's going good. Hey, I think it's really stupid. A lot of my dogs are rescues, okay? So it's not like they were out there, you know, and I stole
rescued from what? Freedom?
From
were they rescued from freedom?
No, they were starving. I didn't bring them on a boat from Africa. They're rescue dogs, and I nursed them back to health.
No, okay. Nobody would.
Yeah, and just so we know, when I compare it to slavery, I'm not talking about just black people. All slavery, any slavery, all races, it's not a black dog thing. I mean, you know, this is literally...
Why it got to be a black dog?
Right? Why it got to be about black dogs?
No, this only applies to German Shepherds and Rottweilers.
Right. They have it coming. No, but you know, okay, go on, caller. Why is this stupid when you said you rescue these dogs? If you rescued them, then you would take them to the mountains and let them go. But go ahead. How do you rescue them?
That's stupid. If I took them to the mountains, they would just get picked up by the... Look, these are starving dogs that I rescued, okay? A lot of these dogs don't have homes. The elements are really bad for them.
But you said you rescued
them. What's a bad environment for a dog?
Did you just get these rescues so you could go up to girls and say, hey, I rescued this dog?
Are you messing with the dogs?
That's ridiculous. I'm just trying
to... A lot of people do it.
What do you mean?
Okay, sir, do you only talk to your dogs because you're not really well-versed at public speaking? You know what? Put one of your dogs on.
Wow, I think you may have, like, checkmated this one.
Bark twice.
Okay, I think we lost him. Okay, that's going to happen. No, I tend to... I'm going to tell you right now, people who think they're liberal and think they're so wonderful, they think they're so caring, you know, they're not. I mean, it's a simple thing. You know, it's like people always... You always hear these people crapping on, was it Rush Limbaugh?
Right.
And now here's the thing. Most of the
Rush
people
Limbaugh.
Who... Yeah, whatever the hell his name is. Okay, so here's the thing. People crap on him all the time. Oh, he's a scumbag. He's all this. And these are always the same people who are the kids of the people that are in his tax bracket.
Right.
Like, they hate him because, well, they hate their parents, and they're just like Rush. They make a ton of money. They hate rich people because they're rich, and so they crap on this guy, and it's the same thing. These people that own these pets, they think they're superior. They think, oh, I'm doing such a wonderful thing by taking the freedom of a dog to just run around and live its own life.
Right.
Good job. And I'm not saying that. Like, I do believe when you rescue a dog...
Well, does it apply to other pets as well, or are you
all
just...
All of them.
Okay.
Yeah, all of them.
Well, then you're going to love this, because yes. My parents are essentially like the Stalin of canaries. Like, my parents,
what?
For like the last about...
birds are the worst.
For the last like
they have wings.
Seven, well, maybe...
I'm the Pol Pot of dolphins.
I swear to God, for the last maybe 7 or 8 years, like my parents...
Oh, wait, hold on, guys. We got a call. I want to go ahead and grab this.
Let's do it.
Caller, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey. How you doing? What's your name?
My name is Cobra.
Cobra. Hell yeah. All right. Well,
you could have said anything. And
how you feeling about the topic tonight?
Yeah. I already don't like you.
I like him. That's a great name.
There's no mercy in
really?
His
dojo.
Okay, so Burger. Does Burger like my name?
I like your name. I like Cobra. I think that's a great name. That's the kind of name. That's the kind of name where you got dick to back it up. You know, I mean, you got to.
I hope he has like a regular norm, like first name, like Rick. Like I'm Rick Cobra.
Cobra is my first name.
I hope he becomes a commander.
Okay,
that would be Cobra Commander.
Let's hear from this guy. I want to hear what you guys
sweep the leg.
Hey Cobra, how you doing?
Okay. Do you guys want to know the story behind how I became Cobra?
No, I want to hear about your feeling on dogs.
I actually called to say that the last caller had to have been a fucking virgin.
Right? Well, that's the thing, though. These people get so caught up in their animals, and it's like that's the thing. You own a dog. People don't understand. It's called pet ownership.
Well, are you still a virgin if that person possibly fucked their dog?
Because I believe he really did get caught in his animals. Right?
Dude, I've got a purebred yellow lab, and by all means, I've thought about it, but I haven't done it yet.
Is it shaved? No, but
is
you
it
have
willing?
A you have a okay, you have a purebred yellow lab.
Yes.
And how much hunting do you do, Cobra? Because that's what those labs do. They hunt.
Well, define hunting because...
Okay, not going out looking for women.
Are we talking whores?
Yeah, not stalking women. Let's talk about hunting. Do you do any hunting? Because that's like having a four-wheel drive in Hollywood.
I live in Reseda. I don't hunt.
Okay, so you hunt crack.
Well, I don't know. You could be hunting in the Tarzana Safari Walk.
Right? They could be sniffing out illegals. It's Reseda. But here's the thing. It's okay. So you don't do hunting, but you have a lab. And do you live in an apartment?
No. We're gonna go down this road. No, I live with my mom.
Oh, you live with your mom, Cobra.
Does your mom live in an apartment?
Cobra, is your last name Feinstein? Is it Cobra Feinstein? No. Okay, so
I turned 31 2 days ago.
Happy birthday.
Oh, fuck yeah. That is cool, man.
And I live with my mother, yeah. So continue.
That's all right.
Continue.
What kind of party did she throw you? Let me, seriously, was there a magician? No, forget it. I don't care.
Was there a pony? Because you know that's also slavery.
I also a pony. I didn't get one, though, damn it.
I'm jealous. I'll tell you, I'm jealous because you have a mom who's not a disgusting drunk whore.
Well, here's the thing now.
Hold on a minute. Words in Cobra's mouth.
Does Cobra become his mom's slave now? Because is he living there rent-free? Hmm.
So in a way, does your mom own you who owns the dog, so she kind of owns the dog and you?
She what?
That got a little
deep. Let me ask you this.
You just went Inception on ownership. Right there.
Okay, so,
I guarantee this ends up.
So let me ask you a question. So you own the dog. Do you own any other pets?
Just my lab.
You know, you really should have a snake though, just because your name. I mean, seriously, when women come over, you should at least have a snake there and be like, "Hey, it's."
Or just get a tattoo of a snake on your dick, right?
Get a little flute. I have a snake, and that's why my name is Cobra. We can go down that road if you want. I can tell you the story, but
all right, tell us.
We've invested time in Cobra. Tell us the story.
How much? Wait, where are we at on time?
It's up there.
Okay. Oh, okay, we're good. Go for it, Cobra. This better be goddamn interesting now.
You want to know the story about how my name is Cobra? It's not some cliche name that I just told you just for the hell of the radio. When you go into a strip club and they tell you their name is Persuasive or Raven, they're lying. So when you get hammered at a strip club and I tell them my name is Cobra, and she says, your name's not Cobra, and I say, your name is not Persuasive. So the woman asks me, why did you get the name Cobra? And I basically told her that when I ride in an elevator that plays Kenny G, I can't ride in that elevator.
What? Wait, what?
I lost it.
What does that have to do with Cobras?
I'll bet you the Kenny G part.
No, here's the thing. I'll bet you that the stripper was like, totally, because she's a stripper and she's supposed to agree.
Wait, did he just say, am I not a follower of Kenny G? I don't even know if the guy's white or black, to be honest.
Brother celebrates his entire collection.
So
I celebrate the whole collection.
Nothing wrong with that, man. But
what does being called Cobra have to do with not being able to ride in an elevator while Kenny G is playing?
Oh, yeah, Cobras are not allowed in elevators. You didn't know that?
Okay.
Have you not seen the Crimson Jihad guy play the flute and the Cobra dances?
Yes.
I can't ride in an elevator that plays Kenny G.
Because you ride?
I get it. Cobra's got a big dick.
And you call yourself a comedian.
Do you have a big dick, Cobra? Is that what you're telling us?
Yes, sir.
Just say that.
Why would you call me Cobra?
Yeah, we're not taking you seriously.
I know.
Well, this is the thing. You say something like that, and I'm thinking, is this dude's dick venomous? Like, is there something wrong with it?
Is it really thin
with sidewalls?
Oh, Cobra, you just took us on a road that we did not want to travel down.
I'm changing my opinion on pet slavery because of that.
Yeah, you could have just said, I have a big dick.
That's what happens when your collar is like 14 tall cans deep.
Right? I mean, which by the strip thing, you know what's funny, though, is you're like, I go to strip clubs all the time.
Somebody's going to order the transcript of the show, and that entire last 5 minutes is just going to be in a parenthesis that says, Cobra says big dick.
Yeah. Shortened to big dick.
My favorite is when you find a stripper named Hope.
That's what they all have.
It is a Thursday night, and I'm drunk, and this is what I call my final option. I'm
calling.
We are Cobra's last hope.
Cobra, we're heading to the strip bar after here.
Yeah, we're going to the strip bar after here, and then I'll go on home to my mom's if you want to come over.
Cobra's
going
to meet me at the Candy Cat on Winnetka and Van Owen. We're going to have a good time.
Oh, God, I remember that place.
I was there last night, bro.
Of course you were.
When we end this conversation, I'm just going to call back and we're going to keep talking.
Okay. Okay, but I'm going to, you know what? Let me, I'm going to jump on to one other topic. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute so you can hear this, okay? And then I want to hear your opinion on it. Okay. Okay, so my opinion to end, do we have any other callers for the pet slavery? No. Okay, not just yet. I want to finish up on that for a minute and see if we get another caller. I want to talk about...
I got someone who's Facebooking me saying she wants to call in, but she's afraid we'll humiliate her because she has a dog.
We will.
Yeah, absolutely.
But call in anyway.
Yeah, I keep telling her to call, but she won't do it.
I'm going
to
say things that people are going to make people hate me. I'm going to say things that are going to make people hate me. Here's the thing. I don't care. Do it anyway. That's the thing about life.
Tell her to call in, and I'll take the side of liking her. You guys can hate her, and I'll take pro.
Oh, her name's Alessia. She comes over, and we get into all sorts of ridiculously long... She's Russian.
Nice.
We get into some ridiculously long, long debates about nothing. It's amazing. You'll
see. How could you understand her? She's Russian. Okay, so I'm going to jump to this next topic real quick, because I want your opinion on it, Cobra. I think you'll be an expert. And if we get any calls on the dogs, I'm going to take those as well. But real quick... Sacramento just passed a law stating that now prostitutes can apply for the victims fund, which means in the past prostitutes could not apply if they were raped or beaten.
What?
Yeah, they could not apply for the victims fund if they were raped or beaten in California if they were prostitutes.
What's the logic?
Well, now see, this is my feeling on it, that if I break into a woman's house, mm-hmm. and I steal her cookies, mm-hmm. and she calls the cops, that's breaking and entering, theft, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
If I go into Walmart where they sell cookies, mm-hmm. and I grab cookies, and I go up to the cashier, Rez had brought this up earlier, I go up to the cashier, and I tell her, you know, I want these cookies, I want to buy them, and she doesn't want to sell them to me, so I take them and run out, that's just shoplifting. So my theory is
that's ridiculous.
You're shoplifting pussy, basically, is what Berger's saying.
What I'm saying is they're selling pussy and I'm not diminishing rape by any means. I think anybody who rapes somebody should be killed immediately. I'm very much against any abuse of women. I'm just simply looking at this logically.
No, I'm with you. It just seems ridiculous because think of your veterans. They go to Iraq, they get killed, they get money from the government because they died, you know, in combat.
Right.
You know, basically, they got this life insurance going. I feel like if you're a prostitute, you're on the front lines too.
I don't know. By the way, send emails to Jose Barrientos. He's a soldier. He's one of you.
I'm a little confused here.
Oh.
Now, number one, in the words of the late great George Carlin, rape is hilarious.
So we won't be hanging out with Cobra anytime soon.
Cobra's scary, but go on, Cobra. Tell me about it.
I'm really confused.
Let me ask you this. Do you see it as rape, or do you see it as non-payment for services rendered?
Well, here's the thing. If I'm going to pay a slut and I rape her, give her the money she wants, I'm going to jail?
Right. Well, it's if you don't pay her, though. If you
force yourself on her, and then you don't give her the money.
Now we're talking about GC services. That's a totally different story.
Well, and I have no problem with prostitution in any way. I've been behind many prostitutes in the past, and I stand behind them today.
Literally, he means behind.
Right behind them, because that's I don't like to look at them. But that's the thing is, you know, I have no problem with prostitution. I think it's, you know, whatever, make your living. I don't like that it demeans women. I don't like what it does to society, but I've been to plenty of them. So, you know, I mean, I've had plenty of my trips down to Tijuana. I used to have that buy one, get one free.
Right.
Dos por uno.
Yeah, you've been down to Tijuana, right, Cobra? Of course you have.
That's where...
Oh, my God. Dude, I married a Mexican. Don't even get me started.
Well, hey, Cobra. Cobra.
Other radio show.
Cobra, let me help you out. Just so you know, Cobra in Spanish is actually Cobra. So,
Cobra, hold on one second. I got one more call. I just want to grab it. If you can stay on, stay on. If not, we'll get right back to you. But let me get this other caller. Hello?
I'm going to continue drinking.
Drink, Cobra.
Hello?
Hello, caller. You're on the air with Berger.
Hey, Burger. This is Mac. I'm calling from Gainesville, Georgia.
Matthew, how you doing tonight?
Speaking of slavery.
Not too bad, man. It's Mike.
Mike. Sorry, Mike. I'm dying here. My earring's going. Go on. It's a southern draw.
I hear you, man. I know you guys have already moved on to talking about hookers and shit, but I say shit.
That's all right. You can say whatever you like on here. Go at it. This is free radio.
I know you guys already moved on to talking about hookers and whatnot. I just want to talk to y'all about the dog thing again, man. That don't make no sense.
Did you say the dog or dong?
Dog thing.
No. Because we're not talking about Clover's dick anymore.
No, man. Whoa, I didn't understand that story at all.
Right? Was that weird? Right. When somebody from Georgia... Did he say Georgia?
Yeah, he said Georgia.
Someone from Georgia is going, that made no sense. You know, that shit made no sense.
What in the hell?
Oh, man. What the hell is that boy talking? Who the hell lives with their mom at 31 years old?
So what's your opinion?
Well, my opinion is that pets ain't people, so it ain't really like slavery. I'm not sure you can have slavery that ain't people.
Sure you can.
Yeah, animal cruelty, animal slavery all the time. They, you know, when they would work animals to death.
Yeah.
And things like that. But
didn't you see Jurassic Park?
Right? That's where we're heading.
I'm sorry,
today,
man.
Pets. Today, dog saying? Parks. Tomorrow, dinosaur parks.
It's going to be fucked up.
All I'm saying is pet owners are ruining the world, and they're causing us to bring back dinosaurs.
Yeah, and we all know how that ends out.
My dog's hunting all the time. He's happy as happy can be, and he works. He runs and goes and gets the ducks, brings them back, and he don't feel like no slave.
Right, but let me ask you a question. On the plantation you live on now, that was passed down generation to generation, your dog's got a lot of room to run, right?
Oh, sure, yeah, acres.
And do you chain your dog up?
Sometimes.
See, now,
yeah, you lost me right there. That's where I get lost. The second you chain up a dog, that's slavery. You're not allowing the dog to be free. That's what people don't understand.
But he does take him out, and he said he's got plenty of room for the dog to run, and he takes the dog hunting to do what the dog naturally does.
That's what they did with slaves. The dog doesn't naturally go chase.
They used to make that argument, say, those black people like to pick the cotton.
Yeah, they like working. It's better they're working or they just be running around the jungle. Like what, having fun?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, people don't get that, though.
They even get to singing. They like the music.
But what about this? You know, you see dogs in the wild, and they're skinny. They got mange. They got, I mean, they got all kinds of health problems.
Hey, their weight is their business.
But here's the thing. You see people in the wild, like here in downtown L.A., all mangy and skinny. But nobody's taking them home and chained. There you go. You want a pet? Grab a homeless person. They'll be happy to be fed.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Take some homeless person home with you. Have them run around your house. Have them go chase the duck you shoot.
Isn't like the homeless population, isn't that like the sort of God's way of sorting people out? you're going to make it and you ain't?
You are from the South.
You are from the South. You're like, isn't that just black people? Don't everyone else have a home except Mexicans who keep taking ours?
It's true.
Right.
Jose has my old home.
By the way, Jose, you'll appreciate this. I actually did live in Georgia for a few years before I came back out to L.A. this past year. Mm-hmm. And I did some shows in certain parts of the South in like restaurant type of places where you walk into the kitchen and there is not one Hispanic dude back there working. I was like, wow, we are in the South. Like the kitchen staff is all white.
Wow.
That's scary.
Actors. Right behind them are the Mexican people cooking. The Asians did that. They do that at the sushi place.
I like
you got three Asians making sushi and 10 Mexicans in back cooking all your Asian food.
I like the Mark's answer to that when I said they're all white. He just pops in with, well, they should be.
Hooyah! Hooyah!
You know what?
No, but let me tell you this. To end the dog thing, what I'm going to tell you about the whole dog thing, my feeling is simply that if you control any living thing, you're enslaving it. If you decide what it does, if you lock it up, if you chain it up, if you pick what it eats, I feel like you're enslaving your dog. I feel that any type of pet ownership is slavery. I think all these assholes who run around the city with their fucking dogs, running them around, walking them on cement like they're having fun, tying them up to their stupid chair on Franklin Street in that little nerd, yuppie, hipster piece of shit area by UGB or UCB or whatever the hell that place is. And that whole area where you see
nothing.
Where you see, I'll tell you, it's the people that you should have killed, Mike. You should have killed all these people. Come down from the South. We need you to wipe out these people because this is the thing. They got like 100 dogs chained to their chairs while they're sitting there eating on a table. If the dog's not
they're
sitting next to you eating.
They're probably all healthier.
What? I'm confused.
They're probably all healthier than like, you know, if they were just roaming around the woods trying to eat a squirrel or something.
The hipsters or the dogs?
I guess the dogs.
Okay, see, that's the thing. But, I mean, that's my whole thing is these dogs want to run around. If you unleash them, the reason you have to leash them is because they would leave.
That's true. The dog is not for subjugation.
A bad dog,
it's just
sure.
not.
Yeah.
Again, like I say, I could literally, like, call a taxi for my kids. They won't even get in it. They know where they're at. They want to be with me. But if I had a dog, I do because I bug their room. Any smart parent will.
Yeah, he's the NSA of his house.
Yeah, any smart parent bugs their child's room. If you're not bugging your child's room, you're an ass. Like, if you're not getting the inside scoop. But, I mean, that's the thing. And that's why, again, dogs aren't kids, pets aren't kids. And you brought up birds, and I'm going to leave on this. And simply, that is the worst thing you could do because they got freaking wings.
Which I never even actually finished telling that whole story because if you like the whole idea of pet ownership being slavery, my parents basically for the last 8 or 9 years have two bird cages where I thought they had the same four canaries in for this entire time. Turns out about every 2 to 3 months, at least two canaries die and they just kind of throw them in the trash and replace it with another one that looks the same. So now they've gone through about 25 to 30 canaries that just keep dying and they keep replacing.
That's like, a horrible habit, man. Going through like a pack of canaries a week.
Well, that's what they used to do.
Oh, man.
Listen, Mike, I want to thank you for calling in. I have no idea what the fuck you've said, though, because you're from the South. But literally, thank you for calling in. And I'm going to go ahead and end this topic. We're going to jump into some of the news. And I want to say, Cobra, are you still there?
Dude, I'm still here. He was making fun of me, wasn't he?
No.
We all were.
We were all as a group. But it's okay. No, but not in a mean way, Cobra. We love you. We think you're amazing.
You guys did not ask the proper questions. The guy's from Georgia. You didn't ask him, is his dog black?
Hell yeah.
Oh, there he goes. He just answered you. Yes, it is.
but that's incidental.
Yeah. Yeah. That has nothing to do with how he treats the dog.
Yes. Just some of his favorite dogs are white.
Yeah right?
I mean, if the dog's black, I mean, that's a whole other Bible right there.
There it is.
Cobra, does your mom know you're a racist?
Send all hate mail to Cobra.
Yeah, Cobra at moms.com.
My mom knows at what she needs to know.
Well, you know what's funny is because of Cobra, they were talking about that, but you know, they were talking, there's a commercial on the radio or on the radio and shit and TV all the time that says you could get your teeth whitened and fixed for as little as a new car payment a month. And I'm like, okay, or I could not take the bus with fucked up teeth and have a way better chance of getting late. You know, because nobody's like, check out that dude's smile on the bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bus pass and a winning smile.
Everybody's going to bang the guy with yellow teeth in the Ferrari. Nobody's banging the guy with a nice smile.
They're banging the dude with no teeth in the Ferrari.
It's a funny James Blunt music video.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
I'm totally confused here. Okay, so I know I'm talking to Burger. What's your name?
My name is Jose Barrientos.
Jose, you sit on a throne of lies, number one. Number two, Jose, I want to thank you so much for attacking my self-esteem tonight. It's been a terrific Thursday.
I got to be honest with you. It's going to get worse for you until you move out of mom's place.
You really got to. You know what? You might want to cut down on the strip bar and cut up on the saving rent money.
No, look, here's the thing. You have...
I'm gonna highlight your name on my suicide note.
No, I hope you do. I'm gonna put that on my resume.
Wait a second, Cobra. I kind of wouldn't mind that publicity. I gotta be honest.
I know
if you could throw me in there, even if it's on a good thing, like, hey, Burger was cool. I killed myself because of Jose, but you know, check out Burger Skid Row Radio.
It'll catch us. 10 p.m. It'll catch us unaware. They'll be like, Jonathan Smith killed himself. We'll be like, who's that guy? Oh, Cobra.
Let me give you a little insight on Cobra, since he said he was at the Candy Cat last night. The place he's talking about, I know, is very. It's close to where I'm at in the valley. And it's basically a like I think a front for like a Hell's Angels like meth money laundering scheme.
Well, bro,
is what it looks
again,
like.
Again, all emails to Arzari, all murder notes to Rezazari.
Here but, like, the girls Hell's that Angels are there, hate you. Most of the girls look like they've either been stabbed or will stab someone at some point.
I love a woman who looks like she could take a shot.
It's starting to sound like an episode of Breaking Bad.
There's no DJ in this place. It's just like a shitty little bar with a stage. And then one of the girls, a Mexican dude humming. One of the girls will like get done showing you her titties and walk off stage and walk around with a beer pitcher asking the customers for money to put in the jukebox so they can keep the music going for the girls to dance to.
That's how they do it in Mexico, though. That's
no,
what they do. They
have mariachi
around.
In Mexico.
No, no, they come around and ask for money for the music. I'm like, I don't need the music.
Yeah.
That bitch could dance to nothing. I'm fine.
I'll hum. Yeah.
I don't need it. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's what cracks me up, though. People never get that. It's like so unneeded. I'm not going to pay for music. I'm not going to buy anyone a drink. If I wanted to buy someone a drink and pay for music, I'd go on a fucking date. That's why I don't get strip bars, though. John, you know what, Jonathan? You know what, Cobra?
You know you're in a good strip club when there's strollers in the women's bathroom.
When there's a baby changer in the men's. Here's the thing. You know what, though? Here's the thing. Have you ever thought of just skipping the strip bar and getting a hooker? Like, you know, they're like 25, 30 bucks. No, they're like 25, 30 bucks on Sepulveda.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are we doing this?
Right? No.
20 bucks, I don't have the gas to get to Sepulveda.
What do you do at the strip bar? Have $1 bill with a rope on it?
I assure you, the hooker's not going to look at your car.
It's so much cheaper to lie to a whore than pay her.
You know what? Wow. I can't argue
with
that logic.
Logic. I can't
argue with that.
I think that's going to be Cobra Logic 1.
Do you know how many sluts in the valley think that I'm a pediatric surgeon? I live with my mother, bro.
You really got to get hookers. I mean, there really is no option for you.
Okay,
hookers are it.
Let's just real quickly just find exactly where Cobra's head is at when it comes to respect with women, the way he phrased that sentence.
Let me ask you a question. When you're having sex with a woman, is your mom watching her kid? Or kids?
No, she's watching mine.
Oh, good God.
Oh, it just got better.
So it's a cobra den.
So you have a pet slave and a kid.
It's a nest.
You know what's
cobras.
Funny, though? You know what's funny? He mentioned the dog but left the kid till last.
All topics have gone out the window. This has turned into a Dr. Phil episode.
I want you.
We've all become just four shitty Dr. Phils trying to figure out what's going on with Cobra's
life. All we care about now is Cobra. Yeah, the dogs are dead. We don't even care about the hookers getting raped and
fuck
not getting
hookers.
Money. Okay, Cobra, listen. I want you to call back next week. You're absolutely entertaining, man. I'm gonna
call back next week because I'm going to kill myself the way that the Georgia guy kills his black dog. He's hanging up the tree.
Okay, remember, B-U-R-G-E-R.
Wow.
Skid Row Studios when you do the note. 10 p.m. Thursday.
Fuck off. He said he was going to highlight my name.
I know, but I want to get in there.
All right. Can you put my Twitter, though? Because I need some followers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, dude.
Trust me. You have my word. I'll do my best.
Oh, yeah. At Toast is funny.
Can you put all followers?
Yeah. Yeah. He said at Toast is funny. Twitter at Toast is funny.
Put my website on there on your suicide note at the bottom. Like, we need the exposure.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? You know what you should do? Let me suggest this, though. Wait, hold on. Let me suggest this. Don't kill yourself tonight. Don't kill yourself tonight, but plan it and set up advertisers for your suicide note. You know what I'm saying? That's maybe a good business.
Yeah.
Is people could advertise on suicide notes.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm killing myself. I hate the world. Brought to you by Pepsi.
That's actually a great idea. Like, dude, what happened to Reza? God. I heard he actually shot himself in the head and it was sponsored by McDonald's.
Right? No, it'd be much better if it was just like, oh, Reza killed himself. No, Nike sign. Just do it.
Just do it.
By Carl's Jr.
Nike sign just did it.
All of a sudden, your funeral, like you're wearing a tuxedo.
Okay. I want to jump
got
to
all
these...
the brands.
I want to jump to these two news subjects. Okay, did we lose him? Are you gone? Are you gone, Cobra?
Dude, I'm totally here. I'm still
talking. Okay. Do me a favor,
Cobra,
Jeremy. Kill Cobra. Do me a favor. Like an Indian with a flute. Go ahead and control Cobra. Dump him. Is he gone? Okay, Cobra, we love you. Want to hear from you next week if you live. If not, I want to see my name on that note. The one thing I do want to talk about, though, is the guy in South Africa. I can't say his name if anyone can.
Nelson Mandela?
No.
Yeah, that's
no.
a tough one to pronounce.
Oh, wait, that is him. No, the guy who was doing the fake sign language, waving his hands, and then all the deaf people said, like, he's not doing anything. Like, he's not actually doing sign
language.
Maybe
he's got a stutter.
But the South African government hired this guy to translate in front of all these delegates, in front with our president there, you know, and our president, but, you know, Barack Obama's there.
Uh-huh.
Barack Obama's there. Everybody's there. The guy's 3 feet away from him. He's schizophrenic, nuts out of his mind, can't even sign language, but he got in. What point this brings up to me, though, is we constantly talk about terrorists, right? Okay, so you're telling me none of the terrorists could have got into this, but crazy hand waver got in. And well, I'm saying there aren't terrorists.
No, but look, I mean, they probably didn't think of that. They weren't like, how will we infiltrate? You know what I mean? They're like, we will pretend to do the hand signs.
Well, I don't know what they know.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what I'm saying.
They're keeping out for terrorists and potential actual, like, bomb threats or anything, but anyone who's like a mime's apprentice just gets a free pass.
I literally believe that over in Afghanistan and stuff, there's this whole group of Al-Qaeda going, which one of us keeps doing this?
Well, we already said no more terrorism.
Yeah, they're blaming us for stuff. Stop doing it, guys. Who's still doing it?
There are sleeper cells of death.
Oh, John.
Al-Qaeda. I mean, they can't hear their alarm, so they're like oversleeper cells.
Right, they must have had some things. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, but that's my point. My point is this brings up the fact that I don't believe there's a lot of people who are truly terrorists, and that we make it up so we could do all this bull crap and spend a bunch of money, and all these politicians can get rich off of this fake crap.
I'm here to tell you officially that terrorists do exist.
Okay, Jose Martin fought some fake war over in Iraq.
You have one co-hosting right now.
Jose was a soldier over in Iraq. I'm doing finger quotes. But he was
not official finger quotes.
Oh, you're right. I did one. You're right. But he was a soldier over in Iraq, and he fought in the pretend war. And
it's a real war.
There were real camel spiders.
Which is odd that he never realized his bullets weren't real, but that's okay. It was just very actors real. Falling. No, I'm not saying
it's not the Truman Show. Like,
I'm saying is if these people really hated America so much and they were really out to get us, first of all, why are so many people coming here and being American? And why are so many people not just walking out on the freeway and shooting people if they're willing to, like, blow themselves up and everything else? Why don't they just go out on the 405 at, like, 4 o'clock? You could kill half the fucking L.A. population in one fell swoop.
Well, because they spend about an hour and a half on the 110 just trying to get to the 405. They can't make it there.
Studies show at 3 o'clock.
What is going on with this traffic? What is going on? How are we going to kill the Obama with this traffic?
Yeah, they do that. It's called terrorist attacks. Perhaps you've heard of a few.
Yeah, there was the one 9/11 we did.
Like, if you hate bugs, don't go to Iraq. They have WMDs.
Weapons of mass destruction.
And bugs.
And bugs. They do have bugs.
Well, no, that's the thing. So my belief is truly that there aren't terrorists out there that really so much hate America and hate Americans.
But officially there are. Just don't.
Again, not a real war.
Don't tap our phones.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying that. Like, this is the thing. Me and Jose go back and forth with this a lot.
Both sides of the coin of not a real war, and I've actually been shot at.
Well, if paint pellets count, then yes, Jose's been shot at.
Let's be clear.
Whatever, pussy.
A lot of people have been shot at, man.
This is Skid Row, after all.
I grew up in Alvarado.
I did go to Iraq twice. I was a soldier of the United States Army, but I wasn't a war hero. I mean, I had like a really bad paper cut once, but that's like as far as
no, he did.
My
injury scar.
Yeah, fucked up.
Or gunshot rainbow.
I lost 7 games of Sudoku in that foxhole.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, see, that was serious stuff. No, it. Look, I saw MASH. I know what war's about.
Wow.
I'm just saying, you know.
Thank you for reducing it to
that. Only look, like, part of the armed forces I think that Berger's familiar with is being a part of McHale's Navy.
Hey, that was a great show. Okay, that was a very serious show. Ernest Borgnine was a great actor. No, you know what it is? I'll tell you this. I know you went over there and fought a war, and I know there's this whole thing going on. It's just, I don't think, like, if we go back to Vietnam, we find out that we made up a bunch of crap and attacked them for no real freaking reason just to make money. So
that officially is also debatable.
Jose likes to bring facts into everything.
It's having a friend call in. Can you convince your friend to call?
So many years, I was a school teacher, and the one thing being a public school teacher I could not stand is facts. I was with LA Unified for years, and facts do not belong anywhere within that system, and I'm not good at it. So when I argue, I don't deal with facts, okay? So let me go from there.
I gotcha.
Or proof or reality.
Or is zany.
Yeah. No, okay. I mean, that's the thing. It's simply to me, I believe it was just another Vietnam. It was created, it was started, it was propagandized, and we were tricked into going in there for the people who believed we should have, and I don't believe we ever should have. I think we should stay the fuck out of everyone's business, let them crumble to the ground or stay afloat on their own. Everyone can just pull their own weight in their own worlds, and simply like that, we need to stay the fuck out of these countries and stop taking all their money and their oil and pretending like we're fighting wars for freedom.
Amen.
When we're not even free. We're not even free. There's animals in chains.
So no, funnel cakes, yeah. Guys. Funnel cakes. Yeah, funnel should cakes. They only be for carnivals?
Another theory I have on funnel cakes, I'm going to tell you that. Funnel cakes, originally, were started to cover up the war.
Come on.
No, I'm not. Oh, we have a phone caller. Let's funnel take this caller. We got a few prison. Minutes left. I want to hear what this caller has to say, if they're about the dogs or what. Caller, go on ahead, please. You're on Burger and Jose and Rez and Matt here.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. I just have one question.
Yes.
What is y'all's guys' opinion on Kanye West and all the shit that he's talking right now?
About Kim Kardashian being a better singer than Beyonce?
Did he say that?
About her being a hobbit and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I wish he could clone himself and interrupt himself the way he did Taylor Swift.
Wow.
That was very good. I absolutely can't stand people like Kanye West. They're a bunch of pieces of shit that put messages into kids' heads. They grew up with these little privileged lives, and they're a bunch of phonies. They walk around like they're tough. They hit cameramen and waiters and waitresses, but you don't ever see them hitting and pushing real people. And the guy's a little...
Real people.
That was horrible. Okay, I gotta agree.
I love it.
That was horrible. Wait, I'm sorry. You don't see...
I can't wait to go to a restaurant with you.
Like these all,
I'm sorry, can you send over a real person?
Look, non-human, get me a drink. No, I waited for years. I bartended. What I meant was they're not going to mess with people who aren't going to lose a job. Yeah. They're not going to mess with somebody who will knock them straight off his ass.
Oh,
like,
no.
If that dude ever came up and pushed on me, I would knock him on the fucking ground. And, I mean, the guy's a piece of trash.
Yeah, no.
He's a sociopath.
Yeah. I love the fact that he's just constantly, like, trying to be in the public and in front of a microphone spouting off this nonsense. Because, like, I don't think he realizes that just because you have money now, it doesn't make you smarter. Like, you still never had an education. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, truth.
Like, did you see the clip of him at a show? There was, like, 10,000 people at a show he was doing. And when it got quiet for a second, some girl close to the stage yelled something, and he runs over to her. And I swear to God, he says, "Who the fuck am I, a comedian? I'm Kanye fucking West. Get this bitch out of here," and like throws her out of the show.
Wow.
For yelling, yeah. Like heckling something. Meanwhile, he's wearing like this weird Versace jacket with a peacock on it and a bag over his face. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, listen to his lyrics. He makes no fucking sense.
Of course
he has a song, the Flashing Lights, where he has the line that says, paparazzi, I hate these niggas more than the Nazis. Really? That means if Kanye West could get rid of one group of people, Nazis or paparazzi, he'd get rid of paparazzi first. A fucking idiot.
What about Nazi paparazzi? Okay, listen. Caller, any other questions? Because we got about a minute left and I got to wrap this up.
Does God exist?
I do.
Officially, no. No, I'm just kidding.
Kanye did say, I drive a mayonnaise-colored Benz. I push miracle whips.
Yeah, let's end this show on fuck Kanye West.
Yeah,
huh?
Fuck Kanye West.
Fuck Beyonce. Kardashian.
Can I share
fuck
one of
them.
My sad one-liners real quick?
Go for it.
It was like Kanye West actually just decided to release a country album strictly with songs about how awesome it is to ride a horse under the name Kanye Twitty.
I like that.
That's cute. Okay, on that, guys... Thank you for tuning in to the first show of Burger Radio. I've been Burger. This is Jose Barrientos, Rez Azari, and Matt. Tell me the last name again, Matt.
Farr.
Sorry, Matt Farr. Guys, go ahead and plug anything you got real quick.
Facebook. It's Jose is funny, one word.
Reza is small.com, Facebook and Twitter, Reza Azgari.
I've got an eight ball if anyone's interested.
I'm interested. Super, guys. Thank you so much, and thanks for tuning in to I'm Burger Radio. Guys, have a great night, and we'll see you next Thursday.
You can't stay here.